Hello, hello, hello. This is your host, Chloe Lionheart, and you are listening to the Down with My Demons podcast. Welcome for another glorious day on the shadow work path. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. Also something that I have been super responsible for too many times in my life, and I don't mean to be so curt in talking about this because it is serious and it does involve, you know, being really hurtful to other people, but I giggle about it because it is such a new phenomenon in the world that we live in these days and something that we dance around a lot. And I want to definitely make it known. So today we're going to be talking about ghosting when it comes to dating and just sort of the shadow of dating in the 2020s these days. So it's really tough. It's so tough to date. It feels like such an uphill battle and weirdly hard to do. And as if there's just all of a sudden, like, not that many options out there. I don't know if you all experience this, but what the hell is going on? Like, where are all of the 10 out of 10 single people for us to be with forever and have our fairy tale? Well, here's the reality. Nobody is perfect. So in this digitalized world of social media and the internet and the access of information, instead of seeing what is in our dating pools or where the, you know, the ponds we're swimming in, we're seeing like everyone in the world, which gives us this obscure sense of who is out there or who we want to date. And as we're interacting with the internet and with social media and other things, we're sort of building this dream person in our heads. Well, I do believe that there is a pot for every lid. And truth be told, I am a professional matchmaker. That is my job. Yes, I know. Pause for shock and awe. And I see it every single day. People, we all really get in our own way with what we think that we want. And we have this idea about this perfect person that exists for us. And it's detrimental to us being open and available and emotionally willing to show up for a lot of the realities of dating and relationships. I want to name two that we just went through a couple of years. We can even call it more than that, like a 2.5 years of a global pandemic, which forced almost all of us to isolate in our homes and not travel and not experience new people. And I have this belief that all of us have these many parts to ourselves, but those many parts don't always get to show up unless they're provided an opportunity to show up. So in using myself as an example, I have always been sort of known as an incredibly extroverted person. I am very bubbly and I love strangers, and I used to love, you know, being in big groups and being around a ton of people all at once. It used to really fill me up, like I was part of something. And then the pandemic hit and I realized how brutally exhausted I was and how much I actually really enjoy my own company. And the pandemic, with how divisive it was and all of the hate that was going on and the fear and the anxiety and the uncertainty and the loss, so much there, right? That left me feeling kind of weird around people. I no longer felt as like safe and secure being in big groups. And this is, you know, post pandemic. So more in the last year, I have felt much more averse to like being out and about and much more interested in small groups or one-on-one connections or not going out at all, which is a huge shift. So that is a really important piece to this puzzle, because back in the day with dating, you'd meet someone out at a farmer's market or at a concert or through friends at a party or through events or through community groups or travel or business and conferences and somewhere out in your community. And the pandemic has left a lot of us like inhibited in our willingness to interact and be social and connected to one another. There's almost this weird like fear now in that connection, as well as we're truly in a digital age, and the apps, the dating apps have absolutely, no pun intended, have absolutely cornered the market in dating. It's now so easy to sit on your toilet at home and swipe through potential future husbands and wives and partners. The superficiality of what those apps do is really, really detrimental to our potential matches, because yes, you might be attracted to someone, but your person might be someone you would have never picked out. You could truly be getting in your own way with what you think you're attracted to or what you think is going to be a good fit for you. And maybe you're not. Maybe you know for sure this is your type. It's always been your type. It's never not going to be your type. I get that. But are we closing off so many doors by only looking for the looks first? And this is a huge shadow that I experience on a daily basis through my work, where like 8 out of 10 meetings I have with men, the men tell me that, well, men only see, you know, women as their appearance first, and then that's what attracts them, and then they are interested in getting to know them as a person. Okay, that sounds like conditioning a bit to me, because if you look all over the world at different cultures, beauty is so subjective. And I think we're feeding too much into calling that biology when I don't necessarily agree with that. Part of the shadow of socializations, and when I mean socialization, I mean our unconscious conditionings in the environment that we grow up in condition us and socialize us to believe inherently certain things. So if we're just telling men or our boys or society's telling them like, oh yeah, you're totally only, you know, going to look for someone physically first, and that is, you know, totally normal, no problem. I mean, yes, we're all attracted to people, and that is a big thing, but someone's attractiveness has so many layers to it. Like, how do they hold their body? Do you like their style? Are they being kind to people? How are they interacting in their world? What is their posture like? How are they showing up for you physically? Like, there's more to it than just, oh, you look like George Clooney, so I know that you're the one for me. I've experienced many times people who I found immediately attracted to, who I was immediately attracted to, turned out to be people who, once I got to know them, became less and less attractive, like by the second. And then other people who I've gotten to know, I never ever would have assumed that they would have been a person I would be interested in. But for some reason, it just clicked and flowed. And the more I spent time with them, the more attracted I became. And we can surprise ourselves. So there is such a problem with the way that the apps are created to really validate this, like, importance of physical overall as compatibility before actual values or characteristics or lifestyle or history or that, like, anything else. It's a little concerning. I also want to get real with you here and ask you, especially you gals out there, are you downloading these apps and swiping and having conversations with people because you're emotionally available and ready to make time and space in your life to date? Or are you bored? Are you looking for affirmation, validation, a thrill, companionship to feel less lonely for like 2 minutes in your house as you watch horror movies and drink rosé? How many of us wish that we could lay in our beds eating snacks and have Prince Charming just show up instead of putting in the legwork to be vulnerable, put ourselves out there, check in with our emotional availability, and then date with integrity? One of the biggest shadows I feel with dating is really not taking people as they are, but expecting them to be this thing that we've created in our minds. So when you get a picture of someone, maybe it's just me who's done this, but I get a picture of someone, I'm chatting with them, I'm already like planning our lives together and thinking of all the narratives, and my mind is just absolutely running with it. I'm imagining what they look like naked. I'm imagining, you know, what my friends would think, how cute we would look together, all the fun we're going to have. I pretty much live out my quote unquote relationship with someone before I've even met them. And when I meet them, do they ever meet that narrative or that expectation that I created? Hell no. Hell no. How often do we meet someone and we're like almost instantly disappointed? That's not that person. That's us. So one of the tips for this episode is take people as they are. Invest in being present with the person in front of you, not creating a narrative, letting go of the narrative, letting go of the expectations, witnessing who is in front of you, being curious about them, being curious to connect on some level. And instead of looking to the future as, well, how are they going to look on our wedding day? And like, what is my mom going to think about them? Or, you know, what would our kids look like? Holy shit, stop putting so many expectations on them. There's no way that they're going to fulfill those, and neither are you. So decide instead to be present. And at the end of your time together, decide if they are interesting enough, kind enough, you know, good enough for you to see one more time. If they're even remotely interesting and kind enough, just decide if you want to see them one more time. And you can do that for each date. Just decide, I just want to see you one more time and that's it. Or one more time and that's it. But that's at least going to give you a better shot at finding what you're looking for. Stop shooting yourself in the foot. So let's talk about ghosting. I giggle because it's just so fucked up and way too common. And I laugh because of my own shame and guilt around it and how many times I have screwed up such a good thing and ruthlessly and selfishly kept someone on the line for years to then have them finally figure out that they're worth more than my disrespect and be with someone else. And then I was like, oh, but I want to be with you. Oh, so rude, so inconsiderate, so disrespectful. One of the factors of ghosting is that we're really uncomfortable hurting people's feelings. And sort of like I was talking about in the hate episode, we want to think that other people are mean, other people hurt each other, other people are, you know, rude or selfish or inconsiderate or whatever I just named. Not us. That's their problem. This is the same thing. We've definitely hurt people before, especially in the dating world. I can't speak for everyone. I certainly have. We're uncomfortable with hurting other people's feelings. So instead, we hurt them in a more comfortable way for us and make excuses for it on why they're not good enough. And so we totally abandon them and disappear into the void without any explanation, because it's way easier to avoid our impact of our honesty and vulnerability when we don't actually have to witness the person that we've hurt. We can totally just pretend as if nothing's happening, like no one was on the other end of that line that we silently cut. We just totally dip out. And some of us think that that's the more kind route. Like, oh, well, I don't know how to say something in a kind way, or I don't know how to, or like, I don't even want to talk to this person again. So I'm just not going to. Like, we make a lot of excuses to avoid our accountability. Relating is a two-way street. And we're not showing up for ourselves when we refuse to show up for our arrangements, agreements, relationships, and whatnot. It's a very childlike behavior that dies hard in adulthood. It's ignoring. I also feel that in my ghosting, I didn't really want to be faced with someone being mad at me or not liking me due to past traumas and some people pleasing and whatnot. And I was really afraid of being the bad guy. I was afraid that they would hate me. I was afraid that they would tell people how horrible I am. Instead of saying, hey, no, thank you. Or I'm actually not available right now. I'm so sorry. Or, hey, I think you're really great, but I am not feeling the romantic connection quite like what I'm looking for. And thanks for your time and good luck. Or, hey, I am no longer interested in pursuing this connection and appreciate your time. Or, see ya. it's so much easier and way more simple to just ignore people and go on with our lives than to have to face them with full integrity. Which also means facing ourselves in the entirety of all of our parts and our capacities and showing up and creating boundaries and respecting other people. I used to say like, oh, like I just wanted to play it cool. What is cool about ghosting someone? There's nothing cool about that. It's downright mean. It's rude. Let me tell you a story. I didn't used to think of myself as a ghoster until I got fucking super ghosted. I was really into this person. I felt so good around them. It felt so reciprocal. Like they really leaned in to affirming me and telling me how great I was and how beautiful this was. We like exchanged gifts. Like it was just, it felt so good, you know, like maybe I could love, right? We made a plan. I was like riding this high, like, yes, can't wait. And never heard from him again, ever. And this is not just a stranger. This is someone who is like definitely within a community that I'm a part of. No explanation. Someone who I thought had a lot of integrity. And they dipped with nothing. And I was pissed. I was really hurt. I immediately thought of all the ways that I suck. And I rewound, you know, every single experience that we'd had, every conversation, looking for clues as to why they would have not been into me or why, you know, maybe I wasn't clear enough. I just like, God, I was Olympic in my running my fucking thoughts. And then it dawned on me. Damn, this is what this feels like. How many times have I done this? How many times have I known that I wasn't into someone, and instead of saying anything, I either silently kept them on the line forever to validate my own worth, or just flat out knew right away that I was not interested and still participated in some capacity, and then decided to never message them again. And I was feeling the burden that I had dealt, the hurt that I had dealt to so many people so many times. I'm a true believer, as I've talked about so many times in this show, that usually when something bothers us or when something happens where we get hurt, that is such a great, not always, but that is more often than not a really great opportunity to figure out what our accountability in it is. And so I figured out a few things when I got really honest with myself. I was terrified of being loved. I was terrified. I didn't think I was worthy. I didn't know my greatness. I didn't think I was good enough. And having someone be interested in me, I didn't believe them. I didn't believe that they would continue to be interested in me and that it wasn't just temporary and that they would eventually leave me and hurt me, or that they would, you know, see another side of me or like, you know, my shadow sides and would immediately be out and that they would stop caring for me and that it would affirm these feelings I had about not being good enough. And that was so painful to think about that I would just kill the relationship right away. And I went even deeper into my roots and my history and realized that I received the message early on in life that love is suffering. That to love someone is to forever be betrayed, to forever be abandoned, to forever feel excruciating pain, to always be disappointed, to be lied to. Love was so painful. It represented not, you know, sharing a piece of fucking spaghetti and ending in a kiss. It wasn't intimately, you know, leaning on each other in hard times and feeling safe. It wasn't something that I could trust at all. And so I would immediately sabotage any shred of someone potentially being there to love me, thinking that they would eventually be there to hurt me. Our minds are so powerful in this way of taking old and past experiences and creating systems in place to protect us. So if love always meant lack of safety and whatnot, then my brain, my mind, my heart were going to step in the way to prevent that from happening. I was really afraid to be seen in my shit, to be seen as a person, to be seen in those weird sort of liminal moments, like late at night when we're doing our weird, quirky shit that no one ever sees, or we're wearing that weird thing that no one knows exists. And it's super vulnerable. It's vulnerable to lean into love. It's really, really vulnerable to be seen, as we've talked about in this show. It's scary to let people in, because what if you let them in and they leave? They decide you're not good enough. They decide you're not beautiful enough, that you're too much, that there's someone better. It's so scary. I think some of us too can not necessarily have that trauma of childhood, but maybe have that trauma from a past relationship. Have our relationships been trauma bonds, which are emotional bonds with an individual and sometimes with a group that arise from recurring or cyclical patterns of abuse perpetuated by intermittent reinforcement through rewards and punishment? When we bond with people over our trauma, it can feel like really intense and we can fall fast and hard and it's like amazing and magical and hot and it is totally not safe. It's really, oh man, I'm sure we've all done it, but it can be really drama filled. It can cause a ton of problems in our lives. It can be incredibly confusing. It can even leave us very unsafe. It can be a ton to deal with. If those are often our past experiences, or if that is our understanding of what love feels like, then safe love doesn't quite hit the same way. I've ghosted a lot of people because they were so decent. They were wonderful and really good to me. And I was so fucking scared of that. And I also thought less of them because of that. How shadowy is that? I'd love to do some research on the bad boy thing and figure out why, you know, the bad girl or the bad boy or like the rebel is so hot. Maybe it's because we think the sex is going to be really good, or maybe because, you know, it's going to be very intense right away. And there's no longevity in that. I don't know many people who that's worked out for. And how many times have we gotten involved with people like that? And we've dated them and they've chosen us for it to absolutely wreck our lives in so many different ways and then leave us in a lurch, feeling totally insecure and or desperate to prove ourselves to them and our worth, or made us want to like really close off our hearts. So I've said nothing and disrespected a lot of very good, decent men who treated me incredibly well and were lovely. Getting ghosted was me experiencing my karma directly for that. And thank God. Thank God for karma dealing me that lesson and that hand, because I needed to see. I needed to not just see, I needed to feel it for myself. What do we need to do to stop ghosting people or to stop thinking that we're less or not worthy when someone else ghosts us? That first tip that I told you, meet people where they are. Be honest. Actually, you know what? Number one is going to be checking in with ourselves on whether or not we are emotionally available and or if we're bored or feeling just lonely, period. And if we're going to make time in our lives for dating, are we going to make time for someone? Two is meeting that person where they are. Getting rid of our expectations, stopping ourselves from creating the narrative as a way of our own self-love and for directly caring for some other human being on this planet who actually does deserve our respect. Three, practice our communication skills. Practice with friends, practice in your community, practice saying no, like literally sit in your car, which is my favorite place to practice most things, except for meditations. Practice saying no, practice a way of letting someone go, letting them, you know, letting them down that feels true to you, that feels like you're capable of, because practice makes progress. And when we practice, we get better at stuff all the time. You could also practice in the mirror. You could come up, you know, you could do a mock conversation with a trusted friend or person in your life. Say, hey, I am going to have this conversation with someone and I'd love to practice on you. Are you into that? That's always really nice. I would get really clear with yourself about why you're not into them. Someone's hands being too small is not a super great reason to ghost them. I was laughing the other day because someone told me that they dumped someone and were horrified when they started using like a specific kind of chapstick on a date. That's probably not a great great reason to date, to dump someone or to ghost them. Check in with yourself about your attachment style. There's a great book on it called Attached. I've referenced that before in the breakups episode, but I will add that to the resources in the show notes. Yes, I'm aware that I say resources like 400 times in my ending of every episode, and not sorry, because we all could use a hell of a lot of resources all the time for any reason. So can we be really honest with ourselves and with people? Can we be super fucking brave and actually just send the message? You know what? Even better. You know what? Texting is better than nothing, but even better than a text, go have coffee with that person. Call them. And don't be like, yeah, I'm breaking up with you because like you're terrible. Oh my God. Don't do that. That's also just rude. Be accountable. Have it be about you, not them. Not in a deflecting way or a bypassing way, but in a real way of, I'm making this choice because this feels like the best choice for me at this time. You don't have to say why. You can literally just say that. Even if it stings that person in the moment and they're crushed and you have to witness it, like, just be brave, because in the end, they're actually really going to appreciate that. You at least were someone who was brave enough to say it than to let it hang there in that liminal, weird, like, space of time. Ugh. Also, can you be really kind with yourself? Can you honor yourself that in letting someone down or being honest with them about where you are in your life and what you're looking for, or even just being honest that you're not interested, you did yourself such a kindness. You were honest. You were brave. Those are acts that teach you that you can trust yourself. That is so powerful of a practice to have. Learning to trust yourself is one of the most valuable things you could ever do. Because if you can't trust yourself, how the fuck can we trust anyone else? How can we trust the world? It's a real kind thing to do. And if you need to forgive yourself, like I have had to do with myself about your ghosting past, do it. And you know where that starts? With potentially reaching out to people and saying, I'm sorry. You didn't deserve that. I wasn't in a place where I was able to show up, but I am now, and I want to change, and you deserved better than that. And I hope you find what you're looking for, and I hope the best for you. If all of that doesn't feel honest, then you don't have to go that far. But if it does, then say it. You don't have to open the door. You can truly just make amends so you can fucking free yourself and start fresh. Today is a new day. So if someone ghosts you, it's okay to be angry. AKA, it's okay to be hurt and to feel confused. Try to remind yourself that if something isn't for you, then it's never going to be for you. And if something is for you, then there's no way that you're going to get in the way of it happening. So if someone is not for you, well, good, because that just cleared out the path for things that are for you. And do you really want to be with someone who shows up like that? Probably not. You deserve better. We all do. Also, I encourage you and implore you to allow heartbreak to help your heart to remain open. Don't crust it over. Beware, you know, the building of the brick wall around yourself. That only keeps things that you want out of your life, and you deserve love. Try to remain open and soft and trust that you are rocking it. You put yourself out there. You were also really brave. You were really brave because you were willing to show up and really go for it. So I see both opportunities. You know, I talk so much about discomfort, y'all, and that is what the shadow is. It is like this really uncomfortable stuff that's part of us and a part of life and relating and being here. And that discomfort, it's always an opportunity to lean in and deepen connection with yourself, with this life, with people around you, with your understanding of who you are. And if you keep ghosting, well, this is your path. If that has always just been the absolute best for you and it has always worked out, like, I mean, I'm not the dealer of karma, so it's not for me to decide or to tell you what to do. These are all merely suggestions because I care. To all the men I've ghosted, I'm really sorry. And you didn't deserve that. And I really appreciate you being courageous and leaning into caring for me and your willingness to go there with me or your desire to go there with me. And thank you. You flatter me. And I'm so sorry. I hope you have been able to feel the love that you deserve. And if you haven't yet, I hope it's coming to you soon. And I hope it's honest and caring and nourishing and wonderful and passionate and honest, because that's what you deserve. Our time is precious, and I vow to honor the men of my future and my present, not only for them, but for also, you know, the past iterations of myself and them as well. May all of your houses be cleared of all ghosts and your hearts left unhaunted. So if I can leave you with anything today, it is always strive to be honest with yourself about where you are in the current moment, so that you are able to authentically and with integrity show up in your life for the people in it and the things that you desire. And if you are not honestly emotionally available, I want you to be accountable to not mess with people, because that's not going to fill you up. It's only going to make you feel way more empty. And if you decide to go in and be vulnerable and put yourself out there and really show up and meet someone new, give them a chance. Try not to expect them to be perfect, because absolutely nobody is. And you're definitely not either. I'm not, that's for sure. Trust you are worthy of love, and so are they. And show up accordingly, whether that is with them or not. Even though it's spooky season, y'all, let's show up fully alive and awake and present to life. Be accountable. Be honest. Be vulnerable. Trust. And lean in. You got this. I believe in you. Because if I can do this, so can you.
Thank you so much for being here and for listening to this episode. It means so much to me that you've taken the time out of your day to spend time with me, to spend time with yourself. And in turn, when we take care of ourselves, that ripples out into the people that we love and come into contact with as well. Please like, follow, subscribe, and the best of all is to share. If you feel that this show would be a vital resource to someone that you know and love, send it their way. You never know how much it could actually help. If you'd like to support the podcast, the best thing that you can do is to write a review on Apple Podcast. Hearing what you think and seeing your reviews is such an amazing way for me to have a better understanding of what it is that you're really enjoying about the show and how it's impacting the way that you live and show up in your own life. If you would like to connect with me, please feel free to email me at chloe@downwithmydemons.com, or you could always DM me on Instagram at Chloe Lionheart. I love hearing from you. It's one of my favorite things. And please feel free to reach out if you have comments, concerns, questions, or a desire for more resources. It brings me a lot of joy to empower you with resources on your path, and I'm happy to do so. Episodes come out every week, roughly, on Thursdays at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to work with me one-on-one to get a little extra support on your shadow work path and to have greater resources, tools in your tool belt, and a deeper understanding of what makes you the most magical you that you are, please feel free to reach out to me and inquire for more details about that path. Again, thank you so much for being here. Time is precious. This world moves fast. And I really appreciate you taking the time to slow down, be present, digest it, take it in, or disagree, or rejoice, or have whatever emotion comes up, and to be with it and feel it. I recommend while listening to this podcast that you have a resource of people in your life, a support system and team to reach out to if need be. And if you don't, I'm happy to be a resource and support for you. For every episode, I add resources to the show notes. So that's a great way to find at least initial things that you're looking for. Check that out below. Until we're with each other again, please be very gentle with yourself. Being human is super tough. I send you my love, warmth, and care. Take it easy.